there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Shouldn't you be at work?
It's a lovely chip! Oh, it's a brilliant goal from Lord Bohinen!
Still it's not away. Southgate shot. Milosevic scores.
DPR could do with a bit of magic from him. Maybe this is it. It is! Andy Sinton from nothing.
Brian Roy has headed Forest into the lead.
Whelan. Oh, what a goal from Noel Whelan.
No power on it whatsoever, but Taibbi has made a horrendous error.
Now, you know him better than anybody, probably. Do you back him to score quickly, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, and it hasn't.
No.
Hello and welcome to Quickly Kevin, Will He Score? I'm Chris Skull and welcome to part two of Private Lives. Yes, 22 of 1989's hottest up-and-coming footballers are asked a series of bizarre questions. And in this two-part episode, this kind of mini-series, we are, myself, Josh and Ivor Graham, we're going through each answer to figure out what the hell is going on. Now, obviously, in the last episode, if you're a subscriber, you would have heard the stories of Gary Pallister's pathetic driving. Well, big news. In this one, there's even more astonishing insight on our heroes from the 90s and beyond. So, if you want the full version of this episode, don't forget, you can become a Quickly Kevin fan club member via anotherslice.com/QuicklyKevin or on your Apple Podcast app. And as we're recording this now, just a few hours ago, myself and Ellis James recorded an interview with Dean Saunders that will go on the fan club as well later this month, you lucky, lucky people. But also, don't forget, while I'm here, there's one Quickly Kevin live show this year in May at the London Palladium, and it's going to be very special. We've got more details on it on that night coming out very, very soon, so stay tuned. But for now, please enjoy this, a little excerpt from the full episode of Private Lives Part 2 with Josh Widdicombe, Ivo Graham. Some brilliant chat in this, but hey, find out for yourself. Here it comes. All right, back to the matter at hand. This is episode 2 of Private Lives. You can check out episode 1 on the feed.
I think Paul Ince likes snooker.
Oh, did you see it?
No, I just thought.
No, that's a genuine guess.
Yeah.
I had, what? Correct.
He was the only person I could remember. Oh, he played for West Ham.
Yes, he's actually a West Ham player.
God, in this scouting game. Network in this is incredible.
It's incredible, isn't it? This is Paul Ince at West Ham. He's pictured with Nigel Benn. And Nigel Benn in the West Ham kit, and Paul Ince there in Nigel Benn's boxing shorts and gloves. How good is that?
I like that they've greased up Paul Ince.
Oh yeah, he looks like he's sweaty, like he's had a workout.
Yeah,
this is the very tail end of the 80s. Look how short those shorts are.
Yeah, incredible, absolutely incredible.
Are short shorts back? I feel like they're back.
I don't know. They're more practical.
It did get silly in the 90s, didn't it? They're way too long. Surely you'd be better, because runners wear short shorts like that. So surely it's better for you.
Well, runners wear kind of cycling shorts, don't they?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't sell as many football kits if they were skin tight, I suppose.
That's true. Now, we're on Paul Ince. Do you want some Paul Ince insight?
Yes.
How many O-levels did you get? Let's have a guess.
God, well, you don't want to be rude, do you, with your guess? Six.
I'll tell you, you might as well be rude. He says you didn't get any.
Oh.
But he's quite a clever bloke. That surprises me.
Well, I suppose he knew where his life was heading.
Yeah.
What's he want to do when he's invisible?
Let's have a look. Does he mention this? I don't think they...
We could just do the whole book on the invisibility question.
Yeah, that's. Can we just do that? That, to me, is the absolute win.
Well, he is asked, if you could be a fly on the wall, where would you most like to be? And I'd say he's taken the Ivo Graham approach here.
So Alex Ferguson's office.
He'd like to... The off-the-curb offices. He says he'd like to be in the manager's office on a Friday afternoon when he picks the team.
Yeah, exactly.
But are you not worried you're going to hear something that you can never unhear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to hear something that's going to demoralise you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at photos from 2017 on my phone, Josh, I'm not doing it because I think it'll make me happy. I'm a glutton for willful punishment. Do you... Who was the manager of West Ham, Chris, in 1989?
John Lyle.
Good character? Fun wall to be a fly on?
By all accounts, a good man, but very tight with money. This was back in the day when managers would run almost the entire club, so he was doing the negotiations for new contracts personally.
Right.
So he had a bit of a reputation. Which other sportsman would you most like to be and why? And I will ask you to recall the snooker question, the way he answered the question about
Steve Davis.
Bang on. Snooker star Steve Davis. He's dynamite under pressure. ... And rich.
Oh!
They are money obsessed.
It's obsessed, isn't they?
Isn't that mad that Paul Ince, a footballer, is jealous of the earnings of a snooker player?
Mm.
I know.
Like,
I know. Yeah, that, but, well, I wonder at what point, this is probably the end of that era. This is probably the last time a footballer said I was jealous of a snooker player's earnings.
At what point did Paul Ince's bank account overtake Steve Davis's, do we think?
Great question.
Within a year of this, I'd say. It was in 1989.
No way. I think Steve Davis has made a lot of money.
Oh, you're probably right.
Steve Davis was doing a lot of ads. He was very big as a thing.
I reckon within 2 years of signing for Manchester United, Paul Ince has outstripped the earnings of Steve Davis.
Do you?
The annual income or the collective earnings? Surely not the collective earnings.
Surely not the collective earnings. Steve Davis has been the biggest snooker player in the biggest decade for it.
I said as a world in which if Davis has invested well, Paul Ince has never been richer than Steve Davis.
Oh, wow.
Is that mad?
I think that's quite a good call. I mean, he's gone to Inter and then he's gone to Liverpool. He's got to have made some quite good money. But Steve Davis, he strikes me as canny with his money as well.
I love when did Paul Ince's income overtake Steve Davis's. This is pure Kevin.
This is vintage quickly Kevin.
Yeah.
Here's another one. What do you want for your birthday? A lifelong contract from John Lyle.
Can I ask you this? Didn't Paul Ince leave West Ham in quite bad circumstances?
Yeah, he did in 1989.
Did he?
Yes, so probably like a month after this, he's asked this.
So this is Christmas 89?
Yeah, I think, well, probably they've prepared it slightly later in the year, yeah.
Maybe didn't get his contract. So what, didn't he leave and come on the pitch in a Man U tracksuit the day he left or something?
You've almost remembered that, right? He was going on holiday and the deal with Manchester United was done. So he had some pictures done with him holding the Manchester United shirt. They said, we'll pop those in a drawer, go on holiday. When the deal's all done, we'll announce it. And there was an issue with the transfer.
Is this in the summer?
This is in the summer. And while he was on holiday, someone in the, I think it was the Express newspaper, found the filed pictures of Paul Ince holding a Manchester United shirt and published them. Saying, look at this, Paul Ince poses with a Manchester United shirt, the deal isn't done. And then, because the transfer hadn't gone through, I think because of a medical issue, he had to come back to West Ham, and that is where most of the controversy lay.
Oh, so he had to then resume his career at West Ham?
Yeah, he then had to, and then was being booed in a West Ham shirt, called a Judas, and then he eventually left, after a month, the deal was resurrected.
Oh, what? So there was a point when it looked like he wasn't going to go to Man U at all?
I think it was always on the cards, but he did have to come back to West Ham with a tail between his...
So do you feel sorry for him in that situation?
I do, because he was a stitch-up. That kind of thing happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like having your press shots done before you announce it. It's just a bit of a... Yeah, bit of a stitch-up.
That's real old skull against new skull. the betrayal of the, what, six-year-old West Ham fan versus the media man who understands that there are time frames for everything. Contracts get hammered out.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
Well, interestingly, I'm having a debate with West Ham. And I'll drop this little bit of insight into the feed at the moment. I'm having a debate with West Ham about... I'm the host of the official West Ham podcast and bringing Paul Ince back into the fold.
Wow.
And whether it's too controversial for even West Ham fans now. My position is, I don't think anyone really cares now. And it'd be nice to kind of rehabilitate him somewhat.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, I mean, if you do, it would get you a bit closer to knowing about how his lifetime earnings compare to Steve Davis. And whether he could have done with a bit more of that Steve Davis grace under pressure in 98. Just 3 kicks before batting.
Say I get Paul Ince confirmed for the podcast, and then I say, can I have Steve Davis as co-host? And can we make it a bit financially themed?
Steve Davis is from Romford. So is Steve Davis a West Ham... Is he... A West Ham fan?
No, I don't think he's a football fan. Or he's a very local... I've never bumped into him in a West Ham context, but he is. I have bumped into him locally. There was a time... Have I told you this story, Ivo? That once me and Tom Crane of this parish were working at a local radio station and Steve Davis had the slot before us or after us, and I asked Steve Davis for a selfie... But his equipment was failing and he was really obviously stressed out. And looking back, I should never have asked Steve Davis for a selfie. Steve Davis said no. And and Tom absolutely lost his mind with awkwardness. But then the follow-up to it in the weeks following was that Steve Davis obviously felt quite guilty about telling me, saying no to the selfie because he was so stressed out. But then Steve Davis was asking me if I wanted a selfie.
Oh, no.
I found the whole thing. By then, I was so, like... Steve Davis kept saying to me stuff like, we'll have that selfie. Yeah, we'll have that selfie.
We'll have selfie like it's a drink. Oh,
God,
yeah.
I've buried that memory as it's so awkward.
I once had... Steve Davis had to give me a push start in a car.
But, I mean...
How have we all got these Steve Davis stories?
Where was he giving you a push start?
So when I was the host of Fighting Talk, to celebrate the BBC's coverage of the World Snooker Championship, we did a snooker special, which was filmed for iPlayer at Barry Hearn's house, which doubles... No, it's not his house. It's his old house in the country, which is now the home of Matchroom Sport.
And Steve Davis was on the panel.
So Steve Davis was on the panel.
So that's another
Hazel
200
Irving
quid that he's got that Paul Ince doesn't.
Hazel Irving was on the panel, Steve Davis, Richard Osman and Barry Hearn. And then for the intro, they wanted, because the snooker's obviously associated with the 80s, me to turn up. They'd hired an 80s car. And I was to turn up with Steve Davis. They were going to have all of us in, but Richard Osman just didn't really fit in and he felt it would be unbecoming to get out of this car.
He literally didn't fit in the car.
It was quite a tight little 80s car. I don't know anything about cars. So I had to drive down the road with Steve Davis. And then the plan was we'd turn around and we'd be filmed arriving at Barry Hearn's offices. But we broke down just around the corner. And so Steve Davis had to get out and give me a push start. So there you go. That's Steve. He is a lovely man. And when he supported Blur at Wembley this summer with his DJ set, I actually saw him afterwards and he came up to me and we had a lovely chat.
Oh, do you have a selfie?
I didn't have a selfie.
Famously, no. Never ask him.
We'll have that selfie.
Why didn't he just do the selfie there and then?
Because
not the first time. I understand the first time totally.
Yeah.
He was stressed. He had to go live on the radio. When he's saying we'll have that selfie, what's going on that's preventing it happening at that point?
I think you could take a selfie quicker than you could say the sentence we'll have that selfie.
Because he was on the slot before, we were on the slot after, so it was always like one of us was getting ready or one of us was on air, so it was like,
wow.
We'll have that selfie. Next week we'll have that.
I'd honestly say that is one of my most awkward things that ever happened in my life. Steve Davis. There's so much snooker. Like, what are your favourite hobbies? Snooker. And collecting jazz funk records.
I think snooker was kind of their golf in a way.
Yeah.
Probably from an affordable situation. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Snooker was a big Essex thing as well, like Steve Davis and Ronnie O'Sullivan. It was huge in Essex, even growing up.
That's because Barry Hearn was the head of Matchroom, and he's from Essex, so I think that...
But there was snooker. I used to go to snooker clubs when I was a kid. Did you have loads of snooker clubs around you? Was that just...
No,
I
think it's self-perpetuating, isn't it? Because if snooker's big in an area... Like Mark Williams, the snooker player, is from the same... Or is it Matthew Stevens? But they're kind of from the same area in Wales as Terry Griffiths and Ray Reardon, I think. And so I think it's kind of self-perpetuating. If you've got these icons from the area, it's going to make more young people play, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, that's Paul Ince.
I once met Terry Griffiths.
Go on.
I couldn't believe it that he had AirPods in. And I just was...
As in you couldn't believe you enjoyed the technology or that you thought it was rude?
No. I couldn't believe... I thought it was very progressive for someone of his age to be wearing AirPods.
How long ago was this? How long have AirPods been around?
I don't know. It was quite early on because I remember being very impressed that someone born in... as I'm honest with you,
1947, as I've just Googled.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's one of the older people that's got AirPods, I'd say.
Do you know what? Terry Griffiths is 76. He looks older.
Do you think?
You don't think he's... I would have guessed he was mid-80s, like at least 10 years older than that.
Terry Griffiths is actually one of the people dancing in that iPod advert. Just his silhouette, but you can tell it's him.
Didn't you hate... I know this... It's, I know a lot of people have talked about this. But didn't you hate it when Terry Griffiths' 1979 World Championship final win was automatically downloaded onto your iPhone one morning?
I think it was a PR own goal for Terry Griffiths. In ways he surely must have anticipated.
Yeah, you do know that Terry Griffiths is a brand ambassador for Apple.
Terry Griffiths, and he actually wears the exact same waistcoat and tie every day because he doesn't want to use up mind space. He learned this from Steve Jobs.
Did you find it distracting in the Steve Jobs film that you could just see Terry Griffiths in the background of almost every shot?
It's very awkward, isn't it, when Terry Griffiths is leaning over to bridge a long red and then he gets a text on his Apple Watch in view of the cue ball.
I'd love to know what Terry Griffiths looked like. I suspect I would enjoy all this even more.
It's mad, really, that the Apple snooker cue never caught on as much as the rest of the product line, isn't it?
Terry Griffiths is purely white snooker cue. Getting a text on his snooker cue. That's actually where he plays all his songs. Can I just make a correction? Because I thought that Mark Williams is Matthew Stevens and Terry Griffiths are both from Carmarthenshire.
Good. Oh, good. Good. Important to correct that.
I don't want to. Yeah, but Ray Reardon's from Monmouthshire and Mark Williams is from Gwent. So that's what I meant. Terry Griffiths and Matthew Stevens.
And just one more correction. Terry Griffiths actually invented the iPhone. If we just make sure that people walk away from this.
He sold his Apple shares to Forrest Gump, didn't he?
And there you go. There's a little tidbit of Private Lives Part 2. Parts 1 and 2 are now live on the Quickly Kevin Fan Club. We've got the quiz next week. We've got that Dean Saunders interview coming up. We've got a load of good stuff coming out this month on the Fan Club. What better time to join than now? To sign up, go to anotherslice.com/QuicklyKevin or on your Apple Podcast app, you can subscribe to the show and you will get loads of not only good stuff this month, but historically bonus episodes going way, way back that you've probably never even heard before. So do check them out. And don't forget, London Palladium this year in May. Have a Google. Quickly Kevin, London Palladium. It will be a special night. We can't wait. We'll be back next week, possibly the quiz on Monday. Fingers crossed. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening. Robbie Slater. See you later.